Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Sarabjit Kaur with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is eager for progress and determined to become self-reliant. Delivers 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in national capital. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina sentenced to death in absentia for alleged crimes against humanity during last year's student-led protests. Hasina calls verdict rigged and politically motivated. On the ruling, India says it remains committed to best interests of people of Bangladesh. Centre approves 17 projects with over 7,000 crore rupees investment under electronic component manufacturing scheme. Election Commission orders special revision of electoral rolls in Assam. And in shooting, India dominates Deaflympics in Tokyo with double podium finish as Anuya Prasad wins gold and compatriot Pranjali Dhumal bags silver in women's 10-meter air pistol event. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India today is eager for progress, restless to achieve development and determined to become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi made the remarks while delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi.
आज जब दुनिया disruption से डर रही है, भारत vibrant future के direction में आगे बढ़ रहा है. मैं कह सकता हूँ, भारत सिर्फ एक emerging market ही नहीं है, भारत एक emerging model bhi hai.
Mr. Modi said people have seen how the past 25 years of the 21st century have passed with great speed and one challenge after another has come and yet the pace of India could not be stopped. The Prime Minister said today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope.
Bite 4-5 saal kaise puri duniya ke liye chunautiyon se bhare rahe hain. 2020 में कोरोना महामारी का संकट आया, पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्थाएं अनिश्चितताओं से घिर गई, ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन पर बहुत बड़ा प्रभाव पड़ा और सारा विश्व एक निराशा की ओर जाने लगा. इन सारे संकटों के बीच हमारी इकोनॉमी ने हाई ग्रोथ रेट हासिल करके दिखाया.
Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asadullah Khan Kamal were today sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protests last year. The three-member bench, led by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtaza Majumdar, also sentenced former Inspector General of Police Chaudhary Abdullah Al Mamun, who turned state witness, to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. More details from our Dhaka correspondent.
As a precaution, security has been sharply intensified across Dhaka with additional units of Border Guard Bangladesh, police, the Rapid Action Battalion and the army deployed throughout the capital. Heightened security measures have been also enforced in Sheikh Hasina's home district, Gopalganj, Madaripur and Faridpur amid concerns of potential unrest. Analyst says the verdict could significantly alter Bangladesh's political landscape. With national election approaching, the death sentence handed to a former prime minister and her close aide has raised the political stakes and may further deepen divisions. Naval Singh Parmar, Dhaka.
The 78-year-old politician, who was tried in her absence and currently living in exile, has called the court's decision biased and politically motivated in a statement released after the verdict. She said the verdict was a foregone conclusion handed down by an unelected government with no democratic mandate. Talking to media, Ms. Hasina's son, Sajid Wajid, expressed outrage over the verdict.
Everyone knew this sentence was predetermined. I mean, it's a historic trial and they finished it in, 2 months? This is an unelected, unconstitutional, undemocratic government. They amended the laws, which can't be done without parliament, to enable this trial. She was not allowed to send her own defense attorneys. It's a complete mockery. Right now, there is no rule of law in Bangladesh. The constitution is basically being disregarded.
Ministry of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbor, remains committed to the best interests of the people of Bangladesh including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the 32nd meeting of Northern Zonal Council at Faridabad in Haryana today. The Northern Zonal Council comprises the states and union territories of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh. At the beginning of the meeting, tributes were paid to those who lost their lives in the recent car bomb blast in Delhi and the explosion at Naugam police station in Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, the Home Minister said eliminating terrorism from its roots is government's collective commitment. He said that the culprits of the Delhi bomb blast will be traced even from the netherworld, brought before the country's judicial system and given the strictest possible punishment. Mr. Shah said that strong states create a strong nation and zonal councils play a very important role in translating this into reality on the ground. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jasir Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left around 25 injured. The NIA revealed that Wani modified drones and attempted to make rockets ahead of the blast. It added that Wani is an active co-conspirator of the attack and worked closely with terrorist Omar Nabi to plan the terror carnage. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme in New Delhi today. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. On the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw handed over the approval letter to the representatives of the companies. Briefing the media, Mr. Vaishnaw said, these 17 projects will generate production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs.
To achieve long-term success, we will have to focus on three major things. First, develop our design teams. My second request is to focus on getting Six Sigma quality in every product that we manufacture. And third ask is, as far as possible, for everything that you use in your factory, in your plant, in your laboratory, get Swadeshi, get Atmanirbhar.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Election Commission has ordered a special revision of electoral rolls in Assam. 1st of January 2026 will be the qualifying date for the state to carry out the special revision. In a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, the Commission said the date of publication of integrated draft electoral roll will be 27th of next month, while the period for filing claims and objections will be between 27 December to 22nd January 2026. The date of final publication of the electoral roll will be 10th February 2026. The Commission said the Electoral Registration Officer of each Assembly constituency will be responsible for ensuring that no eligible citizen is left out, while at the same time no ineligible person is included in the electoral roll. In Bihar, the BJP Legislative Party will meet tomorrow at the state headquarters in Patna, where the newly elected 89 MLAs will choose their new leader. Bihar BJP President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said party observers will also attend the meeting. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. Details from our correspondent.
Amid the rapidly changing political situation regarding the formation of new government in Bihar, political activities have been further intensified. The final discussions among senior NDA leaders regarding the number of deputy chief ministers in the state and the allocation of ministerial berth to each party have not yet taken place. Meanwhile, the date for the Janata Dal United Legislative Party meeting has been changed. The meeting is now likely to be held on 19th November. Amid these mixed political signals, preparations for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government are also underway at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed grief over the death of 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims in a bus-tanker collision in Saudi Arabia. The passenger bus was carrying the Indian pilgrims, mostly from the state of Telangana, from Mecca to Medina when the mishap occurred this morning. Indian Embassy in Riyadh and Consulate in Jeddah are providing all possible assistance to the affected families. Meanwhile, the Telangana cabinet today announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each for the families of the Umrah pilgrims from the state who lost their lives in the accident. More details on this from our correspondent.
The grief-stricken families thronged the Haj House in Nampally in Hyderabad to know more details about their dear ones. As many as 18 members of the same family, including several children who were on the Umrah pilgrimage, were killed in the accident. Tragedy occurred to a family. Sabiha Begum and her four other family members were also among the victims. Now the Telangana state government is making arrangements for sending two members of each of the victims to Saudi Arabia for performing the last rites. The state cabinet also decided to deploy a government team led by State Minorities Welfare Minister Mohammad Azharuddin to Saudi Arabia. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the Airports Authority of India Pavilion at the ongoing 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, in New Delhi today. Talking to the media, Mr. Naidu highlighted that the pavilion showcases aircraft operations and offers visitors, especially students, an insight into aviation technology.
We have taken one opportunity at the IITF and then we have organized this nice stall here where we are going to bring in children and telling them what airports are about, what aviation is about, what kind of different careers are there here. So it has been a great experience for us also. Our intention is only one thing, grow the passion in the youth of this country so that they can associate with aviation in the future.
The government has announced 26% increase in rates for advertisements in print media. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in a statement said that media rates for print media per square centimetre for 1 lakh copies of dailies in the black and white advertisement have been enhanced from 47 rupees 40 paisa to 59 rupees 68 paisa. The government had constituted the 9th Rate Structure Committee in 2021 for making recommendations regarding revision in rates for government advertisements in print media. On to sports news now. In shooting, India clinched a double podium in the women's 10-meter air pistol and added a silver in the men's event at the 2025 Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan. Anuya Prasad won gold, breaking a Deaf final world record with score of 241.1 points, while Pranjali Dhumal secured silver with a score of 236.8 in the men's 10-meter air pistol event. Abhinav Deshwal added silver for India. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is eager for progress and determined to become self-reliant, delivers 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in national capital. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina sentenced to death in absentia for alleged crimes against humanity during last year's student-led protests. Hasina calls verdict rigged and politically motivated. On the ruling, India says it remains committed to best interests of people of Bangladesh. Centre approves 17 projects with over 7,000 crore rupees investment under electronic component manufacturing scheme. And in shooting, India dominates Deaflympics in Tokyo with double podium finish as Anuya Prasad wins gold and compatriot Pranjali Dhumal bagged silver in women's 10-meter air pistol event. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.